AirCheckDownloads.com.
Atlantic 252 Longway from Batman Gomez, checking out the 90 hottest songs of 1990. New Order joins forces with the English World Cup squad for a song to inspire the boys onto what was not a bad performance at all, considering it was Bobby Robson's last performance with the team, his last performance as manager, and a lot thought perhaps they would be a little bit downhearted by that, but no, they carried on relentlessly, made it to the semi-finals. World in Motion is at number 16. Coming up at 15, a very clever remake of what was originally an a cappella song.
For the liveliest party line, call Speakeasy.
This is at number 15. Suzanne Vega originally recorded this song without any music. A cappella is the musical phrase for it. A group called DNA cottoned onto it, put a beat behind it, put some music under it as well, and Tom's Diner became a hit in 1990. Suzanne Vega with DNA. That's Tom's Diner at 15 of the top 90 of 90. 1990 was the year in which Andrew Lloyd Webber announced that he was to divorce his wife, Sarah Brightman. They were divorced in 1990. It was also the year in which he teamed up with Timmy Mallett. I wonder, are the two connected? Well, that's not fair. Bomb Ballerina was the group they organized. Andrew Lloyd Webber did the production. Timmy Mallett did the singing along with some girls. And they redid an old 60s hit. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini is at number 14 of the top 90 of 90 from Atlantic 252.
I like it. Extra large and turbocharged. The best music non-stop, 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 non-stop on Atlantic 252.
The top 90 of 90, the 90 biggest records of last year. Fourth song in there from the New Kids on the Block is at number 13, Hanging Tough. At number 12, probably the most talked about artist, certainly the latter part of 1990, Vanilla Ice, real name Robert Van Winkle. It's true. His management released a biography on him which said that he grew up in a ghetto in Miami. He was in school with Two Live Crew's lead singer and was twice a U.S. motocross champion. It all turned out to be complete and utter nonsense. Vanilla Ice grew up in an affluent Dallas suburb, went to school in Dallas, and has never competed in motocross. When the truth was revealed, his management said his biography is being reviewed. Apart from that, he has had the biggest selling rap album and rap single of all time. The first artist ever to go to number one with a rap song in the United States. Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby at number 12 in Atlantic 252.
Yo, VIP.
The top 90 of 90 with a song which was written as a tribute to Elvis Presley at number 11 from Canadian Alana Miles, who's got the most amazing green eyes. They're incredible. I've never seen eyes like them. That's at number 11 into the top 10 with an American group who based themselves in Germany and therefore, like so many other American groups, had their first hit in Europe. A song which was one of the big dance records of last year in Europe and went on to be the summer hit in New York last year. Snap the Power at number 10 of the top 90 of 90 from Atlantic 252. '90 was the year when we saw Technotronic appear, a Belgian group singing very well with American accents. Let's Get Up Before the Night Is Over, their second song, which is in the top 90 of 90 at number 9. Number 8, the biggest craze, I think, of all time, not just of the year, the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. That's what they were called this side of the Atlantic. In the United States, they were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The ninja was dropped in favor of hero over here for fear that it might be conceived as being too violent if they use the ninja title. Anyway, the main theme from it, Partners in Crime, Turtle Power. That is at number 8, a number 1 song in 1990. Atlantic 252, Long Wave. Atlantic 252, Long Wave, the top 90 of 90 on Batman Gomez. That is at number 8, Partners in Crime, Turtle Power. Number 7 song, one of a whole load of movie number ones.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Show Me Heaven was the number 1 song for Maria McKee in 1990 from the soundtrack to Days of Thunder. Prior to that, her nearest thing to having a chart success was A Good Heart, the song she wrote for Fergal Sharkey. That reached number 1 a few years ago. Maria McKee was originally a lead singer with Lone Justice, an American, what they called, cowpunk band at the time, sort of rock country music. She's now living in Dublin. Bono, U2's lead singer, reckons she's his favorite singer, which is kind of why she's ended up living in Ireland these days. This is the number 6 song. Adamski, a guy with a funny-looking dog and a strange name. Here's Killer on Atlantic 252. The top 90 of 90, that's the number 6 song. Adamski, keyboard wizard he is. That is Killer, a big hit for him last year. And Madonna's had quite a year. Hasn't always been entirely good for her, but as most people in media say, there is no such thing as bad publicity. The Immaculate Collection was released, her greatest hits. She released Justify My Love with the most controversial video, certainly of the past couple of years. And her big hit was Vogue. Here it is, the number 5 song of the top 90 of 90 from Atlantic 252.
Vogue.
Atlantic 252, long wave, the top 90 of 90. Madonna's at number 5. Vogue, number 4 song on the way.
Chatterbox, the liveliest chatter around.
Aircheckdownloads.com.